At General Assembly this past June, the annual meeting of our National Unitarian Universalist Association, I experienced a moment of sanctuary in the streets of Kansas City. I was walking towards the convention center when I heard the sweet sound of voices singing out about peace and love. And next, I noticed the source of this music, a rainbow-colored gathering of Unitarian Universalists on the sidewalk outside the convention center singing. It was beautiful, and I felt the love. But it turns out that this wasn't just a spontaneous rainbow gathering. This group was gathered in response to something. They were gathered in response to the fact that a few members of the anti-LGBTQ Westboro Baptist Church had decided to protest our General Assembly and our faith with our open, loving inclusion and affirmation of LGBTQ people. So that day, six Westboro folks were on the street outside the convention center with their hate-filled signs and their ugly chants, making a scene and trying to get under the skin of all of us gathered in faith and peace and love. Now, I imagine you are familiar with the Westboro people. You know kind of what they do and a little something about their hatred and their cruel signs that they bring to tender places, such as the funerals of LGBT people and peace vigils like the one held after the Orlando shooting at a gay nightclub in 2016. So this level of hatred and cruelty by Westboro Baptist Church was not something that I was spiritually or emotionally prepared to deal with that day in June. As a member of the LGBTQ community, it was just too painful to see them at the annual gathering of my people. My people where I feel loved and held and absolutely like I belong. I just couldn't engage with hatred in that moment. Lucky for me, I didn't have to. In addition to the gathering of people singing and praying, this rainbow gathering I told you about, and by the way, there was about 70 of them to the Westboro's meager six. Some fellow conference goers and members of the General Assembly safety team had scattered around the block, ready to assist people like me who just happened to innocently be walking down the street. And so a safety team member approached me a good half a block ahead of the protest and told me what was going on, gave me some options about how to proceed, and I got to make a choice. I chose to cross the street, take the long way, and avoid encountering the situation altogether. In a moment that could have been very difficult for me on a day when I was not in a good place to encounter people questioning my humanity, if there ever is a day for that, I was protected. I was offered sanctuary by those who had more spiritual resources in reserve to deal with this moment on that particular day. There are so many ways to embody sanctuary. I was a part of it that day, and so were the safety team members and the folks singing. Sanctuary is both a spirituality of respite and relief and a spirituality of engagement and stamina for action. And so I invite us to listen to the voice of sanctuary. The voice of sanctuary calls us to create safety and peace for ourselves and our families and loved ones, and offer it to others. Some days, the voice of sanctuary calls us to be still and rest, to protect our hearts and restore our energy. And then other days, it calls us to go out into the world, to practice resiliency and resistance, to spread sanctuary to others, and to give people options that they need. In my experience, there is always a tension between these two, isn't there? As we heard that E.B. White says, "I arise in the morning, torn between the desire to improve the world and the desire to enjoy the world. This makes it hard to plan the day." There is always this tension between being called to savor the world, to be still and to enjoy it, to build up reserves, and the call to save the world, to be active, engaged, and working to build a better world for others. As you heard, some were called on that day in Kansas City to be protected, and others were called to protect. Both are sanctuary. Within this tension, I believe it is a spiritual practice to figure out which one you're being called to on any particular day. It is a spiritual practice to listen to the voice of sanctuary and to discern what it is calling you to do. So, what is the voice of sanctuary saying to you today? What do you hear? Are you needing rest and renewal? Are you here to restore your soul and build up your reserves? Or are you already full and ready to go? Are you being called to share sanctuary with others and create more of it out in the world? What is the voice of sanctuary saying to you today? With so much going on in the world right now, I know that a lot of us are feeling exhausted. Me too. The 24-hour news cycle, all this election coverage, the polarization, the racism, the sexism, the weight of all that is at stake in these times, on top of just the things you need to do to get through the day, like getting your kids to bed, doing the chores, paying the bills, having that difficult conversation with your mom, remembering to send your uncle a birthday card, and sometimes just getting out of bed in the morning. It is a lot every day. It is exhausting, and I know a lot of us are exhausted. In this environment, I can clearly hear the voice of sanctuary calling us to rest and renew, to slow down, to take good care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit. I hear the voice of sanctuary calling us to find peace, to enjoy respite, and to guard our spirits. The voice is reminding us that when you need to rest, do it for as long as you need to. You always have this sacred option. You can create a sanctuary space of healing and renewal for yourself and your family in your home. You can find it here at church. And as we talked about last week, you can find it within your own body, just about anywhere you are, if you are still and attuned to the well of peace and spiritual sustenance within you. So let me be clear that when the voice of sanctuary is telling you to be at peace and to take shelter and to be protected, pay attention. Pay attention. You need to be well. I need you to be well. We all need each other to be well. Because the problems of the world will endure around you while you are resting. They're not going to walk away or quit. So neither can you. There is a street artist who goes by the pseudonym Banksy, who is an English-based street artist and political activist with a distinct stencil technique and a social commentary that he's shown around the world. And one of his pieces says, "If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit." This is my wish for you today. Learn to rest, not to quit. Sanctuary is an invitation to respite and renewal, peace and protection, but it's not an excuse to give up. As women, people of color, and queer people have been saying since the dawn of white supremacy and patriarchy, giving up is not an option. This month, we honor LGBTQ History Month, Bullying Prevention Month, and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. There may be a few that I missed, but those feel really important to me. In addition, just this past week, we marked Indigenous Peoples Day and National Coming Out Day. All of these remind us to pay attention to the marginalized, to stand with the oppressed, and to honor the fact that after centuries of persecution and injustice, Indigenous Americans, people of color, women, and queer people are still here. We're still here. We have not given up. We may have rested. In fact, we had to, because you have to be well. You have to take time to rest and renew and be well. But we never had the option to give up or walk away from the fight. The voice of sanctuary called us on and called us back out into the world to work for its renewal and restoration and create a safer sanctuary out in the bigger world for others. So on most days, if you're listening, we can hear this strong voice of sanctuary calling us out into the streets and out into the work. As UU theologian and minister Rebecca Parker says, our times ask us to exercise our capacity for prophetic witness. By prophetic witness, I mean our capacity to see what is happening, to say what is happening, and to act in accordance with what we know. Prophetic witness is the ability to name those places where we resist knowing what needs to be known. It is the voice of sanctuary calling us to pay attention and stay in the game, to keep fighting even when it's inconvenient and hard. The voice of sanctuary invites us to notice where it hurts and to lean into that place with all of our love and resources for healing and wholeness. In other words, the love we find within sanctuary, within that peace we create for ourselves and live into, within our families, given, chosen, or otherwise, within our churches and communities of faith, sanctuary reaches out. It longs to be shared, like the gift of an umbrella, passed on, which we heard about earlier in our story. It is not to be hoarded. It is on the move, and we must keep it moving. It is active, prophetic, and liberating. From within, it flows out. Like love, it reaches out. So, what will you do with your day? Will you savor the world? Will you save it? Is love reaching out to you and reminding you that you are good and holy and sacred? Or is love reaching out through you, giving you the strength to pass that message on to others, to tell others that they are good and holy and sacred, and that you are willing to fight for them? What do you hear today? As we heard in the Richard Gilbert response to E.B. White's powerful question, he says, "What's that you say? To save, one must serve? To savor, one must save? The one will not stand without the other?" Beloveds, this is the tension we live with every day. We are called to be in sanctuary and to create it. We are called to savor and to save. We are simultaneously blessed and a blessing. It might sound complicated, but may I suggest that if you are listening deeply to the sacred voice of sanctuary, you'll know what to do in each moment. I trust each person can figure that out for themselves. So can you. Across a lifetime, you will be able to enjoy life and improve it, each in their own time. Gentle people, the voice of sanctuary sings on. It invites us to savor and save the world. It asks us to be loved and to love, to be blessed and a blessing. This is not so much a paradox as it is simply the way of the universe, the natural state of things. Remember, you are a conscious part of the unfolding universe, which means you have a role to play in being well within it and shaping it for the common good. So I invite you to take up this task with peace in your heart and resiliency at your core. Pay attention, embody wellness, and stay in the work. We will be there standing by your side, supporting you and loving you. A better world is coming, but not without our help. So take good care of yourself, rest up. Whenever you need to rest, do it, but don't quit. Learn to rest, but not quit. Keep showing up, keep fighting, and keep pushing sanctuary out beyond the self, beyond the church, and out into a world that needs your love and attention. This is the tension we live in, and I trust that we will hear the voice of sanctuary and that it will direct us where we need to go, where we need to be. May this be so. Amen, and blessed be.